Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the show. We're glad you're here with us, and we want to thank the Want Institute for bringing us here to be with you each and every Thursday night. Now then, we're live on Thursday, but on Friday you can hear us rebroadcast. So call in for Thursday night at 323-203-0815. And Friday is just for your listening pleasure. You can also download the show and listen to it at your own time that's convenient for you by following the links at latalkradio.com. Sue, are you with us tonight?
I'm here.
What's going on?
Okay, well, we have a lot of one-day classes available, and we're going to add another one Saturday, June 3rd. It's going to be a couples workshop. It's going to be limited to three couples, total of six people. And Dr. Allen's going to work with couples, and there'll be a bunch of different topics covered, and especially her relationship contract negotiatum items contract list. I will have all the information up on our website probably within the middle of next week if you want to go in and read more about it. And we also have more of the Getting to I Do seminars, the Life Script, and Dream Class. There's a Dream Class still available. You can check all those out for information and registration at www.wantistore.com. And don't forget, we have our monthly seminars the first Monday of every month in LA and the first Wednesday of every month in Orange County. Those are available on our website as well. You can go to drpatallen.com, drpatallen, or wantistore.com for all of our information on what we have going on. And don't forget, Dr. Allen does Life Script readings over the telephone if you're not able to come to the office. And we do private telephone appointments, generally for one person, generally a half hour is generally sufficient. You can email. Oh, somebody's on the line. Go ahead.
Yay!
All right. Caller and Dr. Allen, you are on the air, live.
Good.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm calling from Australia, so I'm really excited to talk to you guys.
That's great. You called.
I sent Sue an email actually earlier this week for Dr. Allen, but I know that emails don't always get answered, and she suggested I call in.
Good.
But basically I wanted to talk about, you know, when you end a relationship with someone, or you think that you had a relationship with someone, and, you know, trying to move on and how difficult that can be. I feel that I was misled with a man I was seeing last year, that he said he would try to have a relationship with me and try to be monogamous, and then he wasn't. And I'm still really...
Well, he said he was going to try. Trying, yeah, means efforting, but not doing.
Exactly right. Yeah.
Well...
And then... I'm just having trouble getting over it myself, because I've not had many relationships.
Wouldn't you be strange if you took it easily?
Well, I don't know. I didn't think of that.
Well, but, I mean, that's negative. That's a masochist. You're a human being that was working towards building something with another human being who was not fully committed to it. The only way you know you love yourself or anybody else is the commitment you're willing to make and keep. So you took a risk on him, and he dropped you on your head. But here's the benefit. Everything you live through, as Nietzsche said, if it doesn't kill you, it will strengthen you. And the quality of your men will improve from your learning how to handle these forms of non-committable behavior.
I pray that's true. Thank you so much. I do pray that's true. I just wanted to just ask you your take on two things. So one was when he told me that he didn't want a relationship and he didn't want to be intimate because he knew that would attach me to him after, yes, you know, this period of trying, I was quite shocked. I chose not to leave because I was at his apartment and I chose not to leave. I didn't yell or scream. I didn't ask why. I just said, I respect you for being honest with me. Thank you for being honest. I appreciate that. And we were just hugging all night. So,
and you didn't leave because it was the middle of the night? What was your reason for not leaving?
Yeah, it was the middle of the night. It was the middle of the night.
So you were not willing to risk your life at the time of your execution.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's taking care of yourself.
That's okay? Okay.
That is totally, you have permission to do what you morally have to do to keep yourself alive, which is not wander about the street, especially in the state of shock and depression.
Mm. That's what I thought. That's good. Okay,
so congratulations for taking care of yourself.
Thank you for that. And the second thing was I did my version of a hi bye letter. And
all right.
I haven't necessarily blamed him, but I just said to him that I feel that we're very much alike in that we both won't compromise and I'm not willing to see or hear from him unless he wants to be exclusive with me. And
beautiful.
He's not willing to do that. So the only thing both of us can do without compromising is to move on.
That's
so
right.
I then wrapped it up, as you say, to be very, I said, I admire and respect the man that you are.
Now,
and I listed the nice qualities.
How long does he have to change his mind scientifically?
8 weeks.
Eight weeks. But don't be surprised if he doesn't come back in the 8 weeks that he will call up at some other time and say something like, I made a mistake in dumping you.
Ah, because his reply, which I'm most upset about, is he said, it makes me sad you no longer want to hear from me. I can't and won't force you to change your mind and I respect your wishes. So I think that's like, he's blamed me. He said, well, you don't want to hear from me, so you're off my list, good, and I don't have to feel bad about it.
What he's saying is, you don't want to mother me while I cut your throat. And the answer is,
okay.
No, I don't think so. I don't want to help you cut my throat.
Okay, good. Well, I didn't reply to that. I've just left it.
That's perfect. You know what? You're normal in your pain. But you're super normal in the way you're handling it.
Oh, thank you, because I've really tried to take everything that you guys tell us and everything that you've given in your research and your books. I've really tried to apply it in practice.
That's where I get it.
So I just, I'll be interested to see if he comes back, but I don't think he will I feel from that response that he has blamed me. Oh, well, it's your choice. See you later. I'm done.
That's right. He wanted a free girlfriend or a free wife.
Yeah.
A free girlfriend, you don't live with him. A free wife, you live with him without any support. I mean support.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, no, he wanted me to be loyal to him, but he didn't want to be loyal to me. That's the arrangement
he
wanted.
Now, watch who you end up with the next time. I can guarantee you he'll have the best parts of that man with less of the worst parts.
Great. Well, I did actually meet someone else lovely, but I just was not physically attracted. I couldn't even hold his hand. So
you want to
I had to
something?
Just say to him.
Then if he courts you into being attracted to him, you'll give him credit, won't you?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
So please attempt to allow a gentleman to deflower you with affection. Not with intercourse, with affection.
No. Yep, absolutely. Yep.
Okay.
So thank you so much for taking my
call.
You're welcome. Guys. I'm really excited.
Good luck.
And I'm so pleased call to
back
know that I'm there.
With your next
and I'm
man.
So pleased. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful night.
You too.
Lots of love. Lots
Thank
of love.
You, caller. She was adorable. And she,
yes, she is adorable.
She definitely reads your stuff. She really followed it.
I know she does.
So pleasing
People
to hear that.
People who follow my stuff Hello? Prove to me that what I'm teaching is good.
Hi, caller. You're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Oh, hi, Dr. Allen.
Hello.
I am starting a blended family, and my fiance has an 11. Yes, we're getting married in September, and we've been living together for a year and a half. And
with the kids,
I have two kids, 6 and 10, and he has an 11-year-old daughter that comes and spends every other weekend with us.
And how's it going?
Well, for the last year, the daughter, she used to sleep with him and the mother. And then when he was by himself, she used to sleep with him in the bed.
I understand
so
that.
We have. Excuse me?
I said, I understand that.
Okay, so when we brought her over for the first weekend at our house, we bought a bunk bed and, you know, tried to move her
you
into sleeping
her
on her
where
own.
Her nest was.
Right. That didn't work, and he got a lot of pressure from his ex-wife that, you know, basically if he's a good father, he'll sleep with her. And
I've got
so he
this
did that.
You.
Yes.
Did he not follow that direction and make space for you?
He didn't for about 4 months, and then he magically just turned into the man of my dreams and said, this is not okay, I'm not doing it anymore. And
I love it. You know what he did? He finished the divorce because that little girl, 11 years old, was replacing her mother, you see, and blocking you. Who left who?
He left her.
He left her. Well, it sounds like she tried to stay with him, but used the daughter as what should I call her? A pawn on a chessboard. But I'm so happy that he got the message within himself.
Yes, but it's come at a price because now she won't sleep at our house anymore. So
you know what?
She will
tough taco. She's 11 going on 12. Is that right?
That is correct.
What country does she live in? Where are you at?
We were born in Los Angeles, California.
All right. I want you to know that the U.S. courts will honor a child of that age as to where they want to live. Do you know that?
No.
Then please allow her to live with her mother because I want her to observe her mother in action.
Okay, so now she's going to therapy. The mom has put her in therapy.
That's
and,
great. That's fine. But I have never heard of a therapist saying, I want your 11-year-old premenstrual daughter to sleep with you.
No,
that isn't
the therapist
gonna happen
is not saying
in the
that.
United States.
No, it's not happening at all. Okay, but the twist now is that she has asked her dad, do you love Malena, well, that's my name, more than me? And he said, I love you the same. It's different. You're my daughter. She's going to be my wife.
I love it.
She's been crying for a week, and she keeps telling him that he's hurt her feelings. And that
I've got news for you. Tough taco.
Okay. And so then now we, for the last year, you know, her and I have had a really lovely relationship. You know,
you never have a lovely relationship with her, that's fine.
Okay, because her new thing is she doesn't like me and she doesn't want
Tell
him to marry me.
You have the right not to like me. You have the right to avoid me. And I shall be here if you ever want a friend.
Okay.
Please do not. Remember, children belong to the blood parents. If you commingle families, you have to honor the person who owns the kids for 18 years. If your husband ever says, I'm going to leave you, or your boyfriend, whatever he is, if he ever says, I'm going to leave you unless my daughter loves you, say goodbye to both of them.
Yeah, no, he would never say that. Okay.
Well, he's already proven it when he chose not to sleep with her.
Yes.
So, and Dr. Allen, what's really happening? Is this child just having a temper tantrum, seeing how far she can push the boundary with her father?
No, dear. I'm going to say something far more painful than that. Children always surround the sickest parent in a divorce. They know the well one can take care of themselves, but the sick one they're afraid will die if they don't take care of them.
Oh, very interesting.
Freud called it the unresolved Electra, that's a girl with her dad, or the Oedipal, that's a son with his mother.
Okay.
More men have lost their wives to their sons and stepsons than to other men. And more women have lost their husbands and their sons to ex-wives, or you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Freud was really big on this issue, and I am too. I want parents to have the freedom to raise their children in a moral, ethical, legal way, even when it causes their partner problems.
Uh-huh.
So I'm hearing this dear lady is calling here, and I'm telling her how to cause pain rather than hurt herself and her relationship with this nice man.
Okay. So the only other thing I'm asking would be, so the ex-wife is very much also pushing him that he needs to spend time alone with his daughter, time alone. And what he's saying back to the wife is, yes, I will spend a little time alone, but I am also have a new family. And it's very important that she blend into, and we spend time together as a whole family.
And I want you to know that's perfect. And it's really not just up to him. She's got to talk to her daughter about living or seeing her dad. And once again, the courts will say she doesn't have to visit anybody. Your boyfriend, are you married to your man? Yes.
We're getting married on September 30th.
Okay. He has a responsibility to make it available to her, to be close to her, but he doesn't do it because the mother says so. He does it because the daughter wants it. She's much too old to be ordered one way or the other.
Okay. So since she's only coming on Saturdays now.
That's good.
He's taking her out to breakfast by themselves. And then
that's
he's
beautiful.
Coming home, and then all as a family, we're spending the day together.
I love it. I totally love it. Have you read my book, Staying Married and Loving It?
I have it right here in front of me. Yes, I have.
And I want you to know it has a whole section on putting families together, even though each family is unique and you've got to accommodate what the families had before you got into it and how you could allow it to be okay for everybody to say yes or no to how they're doing in the mass family.
Okay. So I anticipate as the wedding date gets closer, things are going to flare up. Would I be right about that?
Of course.
Okay.
And
she's
wait
in the wedding.
What?
The little girl, of course, is the flower girl with my daughter, and I'm nervous that.
You. Don't be surprised if she cancels.
That's what I'm afraid of.
What are you afraid of? Let her cancel.
Well, yeah, it's fine. Yeah.
But don't ask her to cancel. In other words, give her every opportunity to keep her mother alive by abusing her father. Do you understand?
Oh, say that. Explain that a little bit more.
Please give her the right to keep her mother alive by abusing her father.
Okay, I think I understand.
That's what she's doing.
Yes, it feels like it, for sure.
In other words, she's siding with the mother to protect the mother.
Yes. Just got it. Hello?
Yes.
We're here.
Okay.
She knows her dad can take care of himself.
Yes. Okay, so yes, great. I just wanted a validation.
Please,
yes.
Let the wedding go on the way human beings do it.
Okay.
Clumsily.
Okay.
And you'll still have
so what did you learn in my answer?
That you
what
said
did
that
you learn from this session?
That she's very much siding with the mother because the mother is not she's not healed from the divorce, and that it's natural. She's not siding with the mother. She's protecting her.
She's not fighting. She was
siding,
was
like taking
her
side. No, I meant siding, like
taking
her side,
not fighting. Got
yes.
it.
So she's siding with the mother.
Choosing the girl as a pawn.
Yes, that is very clear. And that to allow her to make her own decisions, even if it, you know, means not spending the night with us or not, you know, spending as much time with us, and to kind of not take it personal that right now she doesn't
Don't
care for me.
Don't take it personal.
No. I can't, because we had a good relationship in the beginning, and this all developed once he asked me to marry him and everything.
That's exactly
went
right,
sour.
Because the mother didn't want him to do that.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Good
Thanks,
luck.
Caller.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Concept of blended families often results in situations like this, doesn't it, Dr. Allen?
Always.
Yes. I've seen that too.
But Looks if they like- get the picture of everyone has a right to be who they are, well or ill.
Exactly.
You see?
Hey, caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I sure do. Hi, Dr. Allen. How are you?
Hello. I'm fine. I'm having a good day.
Oh, great. Well, thanks so much for taking my call. So my question for you is, what does it mean if, you know, you've been dating exclusively with a guy for over 6 months, and he still hasn't said, I love you?
It means he doesn't talk a lot about his feelings. Now I'm going to show you the difference. We women are built to talk. We use 5,000 words to their 2,500. The way men talk love is by action. Tell me what your boyfriend does that feels cherishing, helpful. What language of love? And that's a good book, The Five mm-hmm. Languages of Love. What does he do to show you he loves you? Please recite.
He does a lot of things. He's communicative throughout the day. He texts me all day. He sends me cute pictures and things that will make me happy. He calls me every day. He always makes plans for our next date in advance because he knows that I like that and I like to plan. He's very caring and thoughtful of my feelings.
Have you had intercourse with him?
Yes.
Are you in a monogamous relationship?
Yes.
Are you in a continue regular dating relationship?
Yes, I think so.
Have you told him your goals for the relationship? Do you want to mate with him for a long time, or do you want to marry him?
I want to get married.
Have you told him that you want to get married?
Yes. And I told him that I wouldn't move in together unless I was engaged first.
I love it. Now I'm going to tell you why he doesn't say, I love you. Because it's only half of the sentence. I love you. Will you marry me? He's not ready for that yet.
Yeah. Which is fair.
Which is totally fair. I don't approve of weddings that take place in less than a year. The first 3 months are perfect. Everybody's faking it. The second 3 months, they're getting authentic and they're becoming nasty little neurotic whatevers periodically. The third 3 months, they negotiate time, I, we, and us, space, where they want to visit and live and whatever, money, mine, yours, and ours, and play, non-sexual and sexual play. Then, if they negotiate well, the last 3 months are the committable ones. Would you please raise your right hand, dear listener?
Yes.
I promise, on my honor, never will I commit to a finite, fallible human being.
To a finite, fallible human being.
Instead, I will commit to the relationship with a finite, fallible human being.
I will commit to the relationship with a finite, fallible human being.
I will do my half.
I will do my half.
And I hope to God he'll do his.
And I hope to God he'll do his.
Now, you have all kinds of things that show you how much he loves you. But he's making a major life decision when men marry. Marriage is not built for men. Marriage is built for women and children. Wherever it's built for men, the women and children are slaves. And I don't want to mention countries or religions, but it happens. I think it's wonderful if you know each other for at least a year before you get married. But when a man says, I love you, too prematurely, it's worth nothing because it doesn't have action. When a man withholds, I love you, but shows he loves you, he's simply waiting to get down on one knee, supplication-wise, to say, I love you. Will you marry me? Men do good more than talk good. Boys talk great, but rarely do great.
Pat, you are so wise. That is so on point. Yes. Okay.
All right.
Well, that answers my question. Yes. Perfect.
Good. And don't
you
say you love, wait a minute. Don't you say you love him, because that hooks tries to hook him into saying, I love you too. Don't you do that.
Yes.
I care about you.
I won't.
I really appreciate you. But don't say those words. Let him say them first, hopefully in his proposal.
Yes. Okay. Well, we'll see. I will keep you posted, but I will definitely follow your advice. I will not say it first.
Good. Good.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Pat.
Thanks, good. Caller. Call us back and let us know.
I will. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. That's another one, Dr. Allen. We've got some great questions tonight. The whole concept of who says it first. And it should be the masculine energy.
It should be the man. Yeah, it should be the man. When a man marries, he takes on responsibility for the care and feeding of this woman and its babies.
Oh, you we've see? Got a caller.
When
hey.
When a woman marries, she gives up independence.
Hey, hello? Caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. Hi, Dr.
What is
Allen.
It?
How are you?
I am just fine. I had a good interview to London.
Oh, amazing. Your voice.
I'm out there in the world.
Oh, you are. Well, you have a lot of wisdom and good insight. So I really appreciate, I feel very grateful that I got to talk to you today.
Good.
Is that you, Seattle?
My name is Sandra.
Okay. What's up, Sandra?
So, my situation is very complex.
Every life is complex.
I'm going to make it short because I know there's other people ahead of me. So
I got news for you. Why aren't you ahead of other people?
That's a good question. I guess for the same reasons I'm in this situation.
That's right.
Yep. Yeah. You know, I have some, you know, abandonment issues that I've been dealing with since my parents left me when I was 9. And I've
they
gotten,
both left you? Know, who raised you?
Well, my brother got killed in Colombia and they left to United States. And I stayed with an aunt for a year.
Oh, with an aunt? Did she love you?
She was, you know, she was very loving, but she was very, I would say, emotionally abusive and kind of made me feel like a burden. It's not her fault.
I got it. It shows.
It was a lot for her to handle.
You can't get love from anyone unless you love yourself. We're like sponges. Have you ever noticed
right.
dry sponges push water but can't soak it up? When
yes,
you have a
yes.
moist sponge, it can soak up water. So I'm sorry that your parents abandoned you, and I'm glad somebody kept you, but I'm sorry
but
she
no,
was...
But here's the thing. My parents didn't like fully abandon me because my mom just... She couldn't stay in Colombia and I didn't have a visa, but the problem was that she didn't call me for a year because she was, you know, she was dealing with the death of my brother and I totally understand. But then she grabbed me the minute I got a visa. I kept going back and forth. So it's that ambivalence, you know, it's like, I think
I understand that you accept your mother's problem. But I want you to acknowledge that it did damage.
Yeah, it did. No, it did. I'm just saying
how old
that
are you? How old are 20, you, caller?
20. I'm 29 now.
But how old All were right. you when this took place?
Oh, 9. I was 9.
9. Okay.
That's right. Terrible age to have this happen. What can we do to help you love yourself, number one?
Okay. Now, I just want to talk about the boy situation because he's driving me insane. And I
You
really
have a boyfriend? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I had a boyfriend for 7 years and it ended. And
why?
I started.
Why?
Because he was he was very controlling and, you know, his way or the highway. And it got to a point
where.
What
you're saying is. He was a spoiled brat, and you mothered him.
No, actually, he was a surgeon, you know, a doctor. He was just better than me and
Wait
better
a minute.
Than anyone
Wait
else.
A minute. I don't care if he was president of the United States.
Oh, okay, yeah. No,
you still
right.
deserve to be cherished.
And he cherished me, but the thing is that he was very, you know, he always... He was very kind of like neurotic in a way where he had some sort of tunnel vision, like he couldn't accept any other than his way, and he got overwhelming.
Darling, that's called a narcissist.
Yeah,
okay,
exactly.
Is he
so
in your life or out of your life?
Out of my life. Out of my.
All right. So why are we talking about him?
Oh, because you asked me why I broke up. Sorry.
I got it.
You're right. So, but then it took me 2 years to break up, but I was drinking a lot, so I turned into an alcoholic, and I left him, and I went to rehab, and I came back, and I was sober for 8 months, and I started seeing this guy who I've known for 10 years, who used to be very good friends with me. Nothing ever happened that was romantic or sexual between us. But then we just connected and it was great for 5 months. And then the last 5 months, it has been push and pull. You know, we broke up because he was just, I mean, I'm embarrassed of telling you these things because you're going to tell me that it's irrelevant what I'm saying, that he's an asshole or that he's a child.
Yes.
But the problem
is, I understand you were in love with the neurotic man. I got it. But he might be better than the last one.
The new one is not neurotic. The new one is not neurotic. He's just very short-tempered and like...
Oh, he's violent. He's emotionally violent.
He's a little aggressive, but yeah.
He's emotionally violent.
Yeah. And a brat and a trust fund baby. And my problem is that I'm like, there's some sort of, you know, in the last 5 months since I broke up, he comes back and then he's like, oh, but I can't go back to anything serious. And it's just absurd because
I've got a book for you to read. Sandra Brown's book, Women Who Love Psychopaths. Would you please read that book?
Okay, I will.
Because I know you started out abandoned, and I know your rank order up better and better, and he may be better than the last one, and the last one was better than the other.
Okay, not better than
I'm giving you a book to read about women who love psychopaths who are worse than narcissists. They're abusive narcissists.
It doesn't really seem like a psychopath.
What do you think a psychopath is?
Someone who has an inability to empathize. I guess he is a sociopath, I suppose he could be.
Well, remember, a psychopath is a person that tries to teach you you're crazy for not loving him the way he is. A sociopath is somebody who gets into your bank account, your lifestyle, and you end up ripped off by him.
I understand, Dr. Pat. So now my question is...
What is your question?
My question is, how can I maintain... So let's just call him heroin. And I have a problem with heroin. Like, not literally.
Well,
but
how did you get over alcohol?
I stopped.
Well, why don't you stop seeing him?
I don't know the answer. I don't know why he finds
Are
a
you
way
sexually bonded to him?
Very much so.
Then you are a dopamine addict. Dopamine is what's produced for money and sex. You are an addict to the dopamine your body creates when you're near his body. So if you
There's no orgasm?
What?
Even if there's no orgasm, I can still be addicted.
You can be bonded to him just by smelling him. Yeah, oxytocin. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Do you know that they're spraying autistic kids with oxytocin because it's the cuddle hormone?
Oh, I'm definitely addicted to him because of the oxytocin, for sure.
So, if you can afford the price you pay for being near his body, then go ahead. But you're addicted to the dopamine created in your body when you smell him.
Okay, so I cannot see him under no circumstance, is what you're trying to say.
I don't care about seeing him. I care about smelling him. You can see him across the street. Don't be close to him because your body wants him even if you don't.
Yeah. Okay.
Got it?
Got it.
Go do it. We're ready for an upgrade.
Now, the last question, please, last one is, how come, you know, he like does everything great, but then once again comes up with that, he's very he's not consistent.
I've got news at all. He's narcissistic and he's a psychopath. You've got to read the book.
Okay, I'm going to read the
Brown.
Book.
What?
I'm going to read the book.
Well, once you read the book, you'll realize he has to bait and switch. He baits you into thinking that you're loved. Then he gives you the backhand, and then he squishes you and you stay.
And then Pat, he was with a girl for 3 years that he loved. I don't understand.
And why isn't he with her now?
Because she left him.
Wonder why.
Yeah.
You've been with him all 5 years.
No, 5 months. No, like oh, not five 10 months. Months. 10 months.
Well, guess what? Stick around. You may make 5 years. Of course she left in 3 years. First year attracted, second year enjoy, third year disgusted.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. This really, really helps.
Good.
Thank you.
Who do you love the most?
I need to love myself.
Good. Give it a go.
Yeah. Thank you. What is the name of the book again?
Women Who Love Psychopaths by Sandra Brown. She even has an institute where she's a therapist and she helps women that love psychopaths.
All right, I'm going to buy it right now.
Good.
Thanks, caller. Wow, that was another really amazing question, Dr. Allen.
Well, that's the way it is. Some days are better than others.
It's true. All right. I think we have one more coming.
Hello.
Hi, caller. You're on the air with Dr. Allen.
Hi, Kelly. Hi, Dr. Pat. This is so funny. This lady that called before, Kelly, you said it was Seattle. I was like, oh, my God, I got a call.
Hi, Seattle. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you. I always, always listen. I might not call every time, but I always listen to you guys.
Raining today up here.
Oh, it's rain. I think here it's sunny. We stole the sunshine from you.
Oh, yeah.
So this is my question, Dr. Pat. And I've called about something similar before. So this gentleman that I'm dating, I don't know. So it feels, since I was a mistress for so long, it feels so good to not be treated as a sex object and just be treated as a human being for a change.
Is this the gentleman that brought you the soup?
Yes. Okay. This is the soup guy. So, I don't know if I like him for him or I like him because it just feels good to be around someone like that, for someone like me, you know? And then also it's a lot less intense than with a, you know, married guy with a wife after me. So, I mean, and that's totally normal. And it shouldn't be as intense as it was then because I actually get to see this one more often. And what are your thoughts on that? What should I do with this?
Do you deserve to be loved? Do you like being loved? Or are you a norepinephrine addict?
Oh, I'm a norepinephrine addict for sure, but I'm trying to cure it with your methods.
Well, then, the cure for norepinephrine, which is I don't want pleasure, I'm used to pain, and you're lying to me, you nice guy. You really are setting me up to use and abuse me after you give me a bowl of soup or a kiss on the cheek or whatever you give me. Okay, so what I'm saying to you is, if he's nice to you, it doesn't matter if he's lying, because it'll eventually come out and you'll leave. If he never stops being nice to you, eventually you're going to trust him. And that takes, how long have you been dating him?
I would say since beginning of February, so about 2 months. And
talk
I do go on dates with other men.
At the end of a year.
Oh.
At the end of a year, let me know whether you still are not attracted to him or you are attracted to him.
Okay.
You have to be deflowered because... Mm-hmm. You've had not positive experiences. And so the process of being deflowered is you have to find a man that is willing to love you and be nice to you in spite of your not believing him.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
and in spite of you not believing that you deserve it.
Yes.
Oh, I still have that awful, you know, I mean, I know that it's stupid. Like, and I know it's not true.
It's not stupid. It's, you need to be desensitized. You know, when I say the word pit bull, you think, oh, that's a scary dog, right?
No, I don't know.
Good, because pit bulls have to be raised mean to end up pit bulls.
Mm-hmm.
You see, you were raised to be a pit bull.
Oh, very true. All of my Russian girlfriends have been. I had this conversation with them. They're all reading you now, by the way. We've all realized that we're all men, most of us are.
Yes.
And we expect shit all the time, and we're like ready to go fight some horrible event, or it's so horrible. I blame Soviet Union for everything.
Well, I want you to desensitize. Let somebody desensitize you.
Okay. I think it's working. It's working with him like that. I mean, he does very nice things for me, and he's very considerate and caring and cherishing. And I do, you know,
God,
your stuff. I never
I'll
tell
bet
him
you
to
that
do.
Irritates you. Do you think he's lying?
No, I don't think he's lying. But sometimes I hate myself for saying it, but I miss that turmoil. I do. I mean, I get high on that.
You know what?
Garbage.
You miss the pain. Mm-hmm. You're a pain addict.
That's I don't want to miss it anymore.
All right, mm-hmm. Then I want you to desensitize to the pain of pleasure.
Got it. I did do that.
Okay?
Oh, okay. Thank you so much.
Hey,
you're
Seattle.
Welcome. You're welcome.
Make sure you update us.
Oh, I will.
Thanks for calling.
Uh-huh, of course.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
She's cute. We've been following Seattle for a while. She's made a lot of strides toward.
I know. Isn't that wonderful?
And she
because
is.
Because she's become. Watch this. If the mind learns and the mouth can talk about it, the body won't have to do it.
Exactly. Hey, is Sue still here?
Yeah, she just walked in.
All right, Sue, can you get back on
here
with us
is.
For a minute?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hey, let's finish up talking about what's going on before we take off tonight. What's happening again?
Well, I made it quickly. We have a couples class, one-day class in June. I believe it's June 3rd, Saturday, 9 to 4. It'll be $150 a person, $300 a couple, for couples only, limited to three couples, six people.
Would that include same-sex couples or just...
Yep, either
okay.
Same
anybody.
Or yeah.
All right,
but
great.
You have to
make sure that.
Yeah, we're not doing single people. Well, you can be single, but we're not doing one person.
You have to be mated or married.
Or in a relationship or dating, whatever you want to do, coming in as two people
okay.
in a relationship. So you can work through the contracts and the information with Dr. Allen.
Awesome.
And then our monthly... relationship seminars Wednesday in Orange County and Monday in LA. All the information is at www.wantistore.com or drpatallen.com. That's it for the information going on. And sign up to get our newsletter if you want to know what's going on in Dr. Allen with upcoming seminars and workshops. Go to drpatallen.com and sign up for our monthly newsletter.
Now then, when they sign up, there's an email that comes that they have to confirm. Isn't that correct?
Yes. Because if you don't confirm it, then it just goes into your spam box, and we won't have access to the newsletters.
Right. We won't be able to send it out if we don't get
Good
that
point.
Approval.
Yes. Thanks for offering that information, Kelly.
All right, Dr. Allen.
I want to say something.
Yes.
Susie's going to scan what I write up for our. Advertising, okay?
Yeah. So, good. What have you got to say to our audience before we go?
The only way out of a negative feeling is a positive decision. What do I want that I don't have? And what do I have that I don't want, followed by action or inaction as soon as possible?
Beautiful. Everyone, thanks for being with us tonight. We enjoyed hearing from you. Make sure you join us again next week, brought to you by the One Institute. We love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.